Good morning, this is Dennis. Zook coming on with your daily inspiration. I do apologize, I was out of town and forgot to put these messages on here, so I guess we'll start a couple days late. But anyways, Lord bless you as you seek out the Word of God, as you listen to the Word of God, and may the Lord draw you closer to you each day as you study your word. And that would be my encouragement this morning and this week, that you would study the Word of God. Whatever you're facing in life or whatever you're doing, that you would take time to study His Word. And so what I would like to meditate on this morning then is Psalms 139. At the end there it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." So there, the first part, we have, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." And so that should be our heart, even though we might be walking in holiness and righteousness, and I believe David was. But then he said, "Search me, O God." The first part of the chapter, it says, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways." So here David acknowledges that the Lord already knows him inside and out. He has searched, "Lord, you have searched me, you have known me." And so the Lord already knows us from afar off. He knows us, but I believe he wants us to acknowledge it. I see a great openness to just to reevaluate where we're at and let the Lord seek us out and to know our heart inside and out, and then allow him to try us over and over, and see if there's any wicked way in us, and know our thoughts as well, see if there's any wicked thoughts in there, any evil thoughts, any lazy or lukewarm thoughts. And then to see if there's any wicked way, not only a couple wicked ways, or just it's a total searching throughout our whole mind and heart. And then at the end it says, "And lead me in the way everlasting." That is our desire for each one of us, has a desire to lead us in the way everlasting. Not only in this life, but in the life to come. So that is my desire for every one of you this morning. And that is my heart, that the Lord would search me and know me and try me, know every thought, know my heart, and just recheck my whole thinking pattern, my heart, and then lead me in the way of everlasting. May the Lord bless you as we continue this week and see what the Lord has for us. God bless you.